Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Bust it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Yeah, bust it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Got me sick of writing all these love letters. Yeah, she know how to work it from her call center. Yeah, she so fucking wet, I need an umbrella. Yeah, she riding on the way from my antenna. Yeah, time to level up, this an upgrade. Yeah, that's what happens when you see the trust fade. Yeah, this is 300, this is Pompeii. Yeah, time to open up all the floodgates. Yeah, ooh, ooh, I'm living low on a high, and my limits go way above the sky. I'ma kill them all, call them by. Now I'm finna ball like a mine. Push it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Yeah, bust it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Every time you hit my line, you know what the deal is. Patty from the West and her cookie taste the sweetest. Yeah, rolling through the city with some killers. Bodies in the lobby popping pillars. I'm just counting pillars. I've been up on ice sipping Bombay. Fucking up my liver, shawty, I don't take no pictures. Yeah, yeah, gotta make sure I'm on my Q's and P's. I dot my I's and I cross my T's. All these people wanna stalk in me, cause I'm the hottest thing that you ever see. Bust it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Yeah, bust it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Yeah, bust it to the flow, she a pro killer. She said she only like that I'm a flow spitter. I said, mommy, can I come home with ya? You make me go bananas like a gorilla. Yeah.
Bust it to the flow, bust it to the flow. She make me go bananas like a gorilla pole. Bust it to the flow, bust it to the flow. She bust it down like a gorilla pole.
Good morning. You're now tuned into Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. Not only is this Vancouver's community radio station, it is Vancouver's best radio station. And I'm your host, Issa Arian. If you'd like to donate to the fund drive, you can at citr.ca/donate. I feel like that is probably why you are here this week. So if you do not know what the fund drive is, it is here at CITR's community radio station. So that means CITR puts on for the community, and your donations, one, help keep the lights on here, but also really help provide services to a lot of people here, including children. They have a radio camp in the summertime, radio camp during spring break, camps for Indigenous youth, camps for Indigenous people. You know, the CITR radio station really helps people have a voice. If you're familiar with Nardwar, you know, Nardwar does his radio show out of here, and he started here. And think about all of the people who he's touched, but also all the people who have seen him as inspiration, you know, you can help provide them with an opportunity and a space to do their thing. And I'm going to remind you throughout the show, because it's Thursday, 28th of February. And since this is not a leap year, like next year will be, this is the last day of Black History Month. And not only the last day of Black History Month, it's like Women's History Month Eve. So I feel like on the February 28th, Black women have superpowers today. So if you see one, give one a high five, you know. Let them know, hey, your month is not ended. You got another 31 days to go. And we have things to talk to you about today. So if you've never listened to the show, first thing that you really, really need to know is that we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here live from the most western part of Vancouver, Pacific Spirit Park, here on UBC's campus. And if you never listened Off the Beaten Path before, what we like to do here is talk a little bit about some of the things going on in the world, particularly things going on here in Vancouver, things going on in the larger Lower Mainland region, things going on in Canada, things going on in North America, things going on, you know, on this continent, on this tectonic plate, things going on this big-ass rock that we call Earth. And I'm sorry, but I don't have any information on what's going on outside of Earth, but I'm sure soon we will have a correspondent for that. Sometimes we like to talk to people here, you know, just about anything. Sometimes we have some experts that call in. Sometimes we have some of my friends who are experts in lots of things. Sometimes they're just funny people. Sometimes they just had some interesting experience that I feel might resonate with the listener. You know, we do this every week, 1 hour for you. And if you have any Black History Month stories, maybe, or any Women's History Month stories that you're looking forward to talking about, please call in. The number is 604-822-2487. It's really easy. It's 604-UBC. CITR. You can call in and tell me how much money that you're donating. Also, if you are donating, you should know that you can either get a limited edition, limited run, Crimes and Treasons Troop long sleeve t-shirt, or working on tickets to the Major Hype Show. Full disclosure, won't tell you where the show is at because they're not giving me anything to promote it. So I'm going to just be honest. I would like to go. I'm interested. If they're listening to the show, how about you put down on the promotion and then I will promote it. But before we get into the news here, I was going to talk a little bit about the weather. So yesterday, like Vancouver weather is so finicky. Yesterday, the weatherman, weatherwoman, told me it was going to snow today. Nope, she lied. There was no snow. It's just a little chilly at 5 degrees. But it's warmed up over the weekend. It's going to be around 6 degrees tomorrow and Saturday. Very sunny on Saturday. So if you want to go outside, you know what I'm saying, and get your outdoor on, I feel like this would be a great weekend for that. Next Sunday and Monday, it's going to be partially sunny as well. So basically sunny until the entire week, until Wednesday when it says it's going to snow again. But don't believe them because as we round out next weekend, it's going to get back up into the double digits. And so it really feels like we are turning a corner and winter is over. Now, it just says winter is over, winter comes. So, you know, I mean, all you Game of Thrones fans, listen, we only got like a month left. I hope people have been brushing up on their Game of Thrones because It's coming, even if you are not watching. I don't know why I said it like that. So yesterday was Anti-Bullying Day. I feel like maybe I'll just start sharing some things from my life. Not everything, because, you know, we haven't made any donations yet. So yesterday was Anti-Bullying Day. And I may have been turned into an anti-bullying supporter. So not that I am, like, pro-bullying, but I felt like that was the only way to describe my position, because not being against bullying, I feel like, makes you pro-bullying. And so yesterday I proclaimed that we were talking about it in the office. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, like, I was bullied. I bullied people. And, you know, look at me. I'm kind of fucked up. Excuse my language. But, you know, it was just, bullying, I feel, has negligible effects on your childhood, unless you are one of those poor people who are bullied over and over and over, and then continue to be bullied throughout your life. Because I feel like bullying isn't like a one-time thing. Bullying is a pattern that happens to some unfortunate people throughout their life. However, we were talking about this and saying that, like, yeah, I was bullied. You know, bullying builds resilience. So, like, yada yada, you know, excuse me. And then I felt like I was bullied yesterday. Not only bullied, you know, in a professional sense, but it also bullied by the printer. I felt like you're bullied by the printer anytime that you, like, really need something printed. The printer's like, say no more, I'm gonna make you late. And then I was bullied. I was on hold with customer service for like 80 minutes just trying to pay a bill. It was literally one of the most frustrating things that's happened to me in the past like 2 or 3 days. And I'm just saying, whatever universal feelings that I pissed off by saying, you know, bullying is just not that bad. I take it back. Bullying is bad and you shouldn't do it. And if you're an adult bully, shame on you. And if you're a kid bully listening to go to school, listen, you got time to change your ways, because you don't have to be like that forever. Let that hate out of your heart. If you're getting ready for work in the morning and you're like, man, I hate going to work, my bully's at work, you know what you should do? Quit that job. Get a new job. The bully doesn't have to win over you. Plus, your job's probably shitty anyways. That's not letting the bully win. That's just moving on. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal, actually. We should stop bullying. Anyways, moving on. Like I said, it's Black History Month. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I just wanted to let you guys know what is on the agenda, because I don't actually know what's on the agenda. Yesterday, you know when you have a coworker who you just feel like, this is not just like my career, this is our career. Like, we are a team. Well, my teammate left. So yesterday we go out for her last day, and I maybe stayed out a little too late, maybe a little too much celebrating, because now this show is more Frankenstein, you know, than Monstar. I don't know if you understand. Because I kind of really don't understand the analogy. However, it works. And so we're going to put it together. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about some BC news. Another measles outbreak. And later in the show, talk about the Green Book, because I watched it. Because I wanted to know, why was everybody so mad? And I'll tell you. Stay tuned.
It's a brand new. All brand new. New phone, who be this? Don't call me if it ain't about biz. Click, we shine like a compact disc. And the flow stay raw like a Mad Max flick. Off-white, you know we invoke. Fortnite, we about to explode. We kings like Sacramento. You mess with J3, we flip the Django. My team, so, so fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I'm falling. Baby girl, I want you in those jeans. Got a saucy girl like you know me. Honey, where you be come, but you see you gotta let me know. You, where you just did do. All I want is you. Cause it be like you, where you just did do. All I want is you. New phone, who be this? Don't come through if you ain't about this. They click Jurassic, forget the guest list. We fight for success, then flex in excess. She say, why you they look me, boy? She go see. I guess it's the way you whine and NSC. The way that you tease me, girl, you feeling me? Only you with all that heavy artillery. I know you want me, cause girl, you bad like Alani. Right from a gege to Kali. Girl, green on deck like Safari. My team. So fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I don't bow. I'm on my way. Falling. Shawty gotta get up in those jeans. Got that sassy girl like you know me. Shawty, where you been called? Cause you see you gotta let me know. You, where you just did do. All I want is you. Cause it be like you, where you just did do. All I want is you. New phone, you already know. Ain't dope, I don't wanna know. Yeah, so call me at the door. One more shot, I'm already gone. I'm on my little red ball. I'm on my little red body. Oh. I'm on my little jab ball. Jackie, jet body. Oh. Jump, I did dope, we make up. Jump, I did double, we make up. Jump, if you feeling the cruise. Jump, if you feeling the ooh. My team. So fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I don't bow. I'm on my way. Falling. Shawty gotta get up in those jeans. Got that sassy girl like you know me. Shawty, where you been come? Cause you see you gotta let me know. You, where you just say do. All I want is you. Cause I be like boom. Where you just say do. All I want is you.
You back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. And I hope you guys are more ready for me than the Milwaukee Bucks fans were ready for Ja Rule. Now, I don't hate Ja Rule. Like, I feel like, you know, he was bamboozled, hoodwinked, and tricked. However, I feel like since 2004, I feel like that was when 50 Cent came out, since 2004. You know, Ja Rule has literally been a punchline. It's like, could you imagine your whole life? I mean, Ja Rule's still rich, so like, I don't feel that bad. I don't feel bad for him at all, actually. But, like, imagine, take yourself back to 2004, Murder, Inc., boom, blown up, Terror Squad, blown up, everything, New York, on top, just killing it, and then 50 Cent ends your career. Just, I mean, literally makes one song, Wankster, ends your career, puts you in the video, makes, like, a fake you, then he makes a movie, makes you a character, calls the character dangerous as like a huge jab to you. Makes him, and then I don't know if anybody else really thought about this, but he makes the character like really kind of weak and like sickly looking and light skin. And I don't think that the light skin has really anything to do with it. Plus, I don't really want to engage in that conversation on the last day of Black History Month, you know? However, 50 Cent it's just like he is pro bullying. Like, I feel like I'm pretty confident to say that 50 Cent is pro bullying. And he bullied Ja Rule into basically irrelevance. And then 15 years later, actually 13 years later, what do you think? We hear Ja Rule again. What does Ja think about this? I think they brought him on CNN for some reason. I have no idea. Trying to figure out what was going on. Nothing. Then the Firefest documentary. Then Firefest, actually. And then the Firefest documentary, we're all looking at Ja Rule like, come on, dog. And then the Milwaukee Bucks are like, you know who we need for a halftime show for this regular-ass regular season game? You know, the halftime show where we couldn't get the Red Dragon because she was booked already. Who else do they have? I don't know. What about those dogs, you know, that shoot basketballs and stuff? They're booked? Shit. What about our only mascot who does 360s, 360 dunks off the trampoline? They're like, you know what? He's booked too. He's got a birthday party. You know what we should get? Ja Rule. Then Ja Rule comes out in Milwaukee. Ask the crowd if they're ready. Obviously, they're not. Then Ja Rule sent a tweet. Nobody even told him to do this. Sent a tweet. Says he's going to put a curse on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Karl Anthony Towns isn't going to come back. Little does he know that he was in Milwaukee, not Minnesota. And not only was he in Milwaukee, not Minnesota, Karl Anthony Towns is under contract. There's no risk of him leaving. Ja Rule is a goddamn idiot. And if he's listening to this show, you know what? He can call in. Also, if you believe Ja Rule is an idiot and you like laughing at Ja Rule, but you're also against bullying, I don't know how you live with yourself. I don't know how I live with myself. But you know how you can live with yourself? You can make a donation to CITR.ca/donate. Because while you might not have a voice, so you can voice your displeasure in Ja Rule, and just talk about maybe where he made the wrong decision. You know what you can do? You can help provide CITR with the resources it does to make camps for kids so that kids can, you know, come here, take the time out of their day, in the summertime, really learn some skills, like some research skills. They can go on Google, try to understand what was hot in 2004 in hip-hop, because that's like pretty much the history that they need to be reading up on. Be reading about Ashanti and Ja Rule and Jennifer Lopez, being like, wow, Ja Rule, this dude was hot. Like, let me read more about him. And then as they look through the chronology of Ja Rule's career, they can see where it all turned down. They can see where the missteps, and then they can come and make a radio documentary about it. And listen, and that all can be because of you. You listening right now, you have the power to allow kids to really understand the fundamentals and history of hip hop and where some of the once greats have disappeared to. Back to what's really important here in Vancouver is that BC here, I feel like we used to talk about three stories. We used to talk about either the drugs. We used to talk about housing, homelessness. But one story has begun to dominate 2019 news cycles, and that is stories of anti-vaccinations. And so I really wanted to understand where did that come from? Because like I said in my last show, this was not something that has been here all the time. Like, I feel like since I have met an anti-vaxxer, That is literally the only thing that's on the front page of the news. And it's interesting because no matter what science is behind it, like, people will continue to be anti-vaccinations. I feel like there's probably, those people will probably never be convinced otherwise. I do find it very hard to believe, or hard to understand, I would say, how you can be both anti-vaccination because of the quote unquote science. Like, I wish when I did the like quotes in my hands that you guys could see that me speaking, but like I could be like, you know, the science, and that would be the quotes, but you can't see it. So you know, quote unquote science, they believe the science, they don't believe the science of vaccinations, but they believe the science of global warming. Now, I understand. You're like, Issa, you like conspiracy theories. I know you do because you talk about them quite a bit. And you're right. I do like conspiracy theories because the conspiracy theories I believe in aren't theories. It's facts, damn it. Oh, I don't mean to yell in your ears, guys. But, you know, sometimes you just have to really let people know, you know, what the hell is going on. Some of these things are facts. We won't talk about all of these things because you never know who's listening. And none of you guys are jumping in front of bullets for me. And that's not how they'll get me. I know how they'll get me, but it'll be some other way. You know, you want to use one of my vices, one of my many vices. Anyways, so I don't know how you can believe both. But anyway, but there were two more cases of measles here in BC, which has brought the total cases of measles up to 15. And both of these cases were also at the school where the outbreak had originated. What you need to know, according to CBC, measles is an infectious disease that spreads through the air. It's highly contagious, and close contact is not needed for transmission. Two doses of measles vaccine are 99% effective at preventing measles, and most people in BC are immune to the disease. The majority of cases now occur in people born after 1970 and who have had no doses or only one dose of the measles vaccine. See, now what's interesting about this is I saw this anti-vaccination Instagram, because that's where the people are, that's where these anti-vaxxers get the news, because, listen, I know the person who runs one of these websites. It's very interesting. Anyways, they focus on the idea that, like, these people have had the vaccine. No, well, they've had incomplete vaccines. And so there's a complete infographic on CBC which shows whether you are susceptible to the measles. Have you had the measles before? No. It's just, this diagram is too much. However, you can go on CBC and look at it. What's going happening is in BC is they're trying to make vaccinations mandatory, which is really pissing off these anti-vaxxers. Listen, if you're an anti-vaxxer and you'd like to call in to defend your position, make a donation first to CITR.ca/donate. And then you can call in. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, we want to hear from you because people have to, there's three sides to every story, right? You want to get your story out. Listen, we know the science story. Measles vaccine stops people from getting the measles. The people who got the measles don't have the vaccine or have incomplete versions. So how about you call in, defend your position, tell me which fruit I need to eat to not get polio, and listen, we can help stop this conspiracy theory and make this conspiracy facts here live on air. You know, right now, out of 14% of BC children are not immunized. I don't know how to say it. They're not having immunities to shit. These kids are just waiting for, you know, just a swift wind to bring polio, measles, whooping cough, what are the other, dysentery, you know, what are those other, just start throwing out Oregon Trail disease names, you know. They're just waiting for these things to come back. It's almost as if these parents are like, you know what? I didn't want a kid anyways. So, nature, do your thing. Like, I often hate, this is a Black History Month pet peeve. I hate when people post things on Twitter and they're like, Twitter, do your thing. And it's like, how about you just slap the racist yourself? Because if you ever see me in a video or see me posting a video that I took, that I'm like, look at this racist person calling everybody nigger and all other types of racial slurs. Like, I feel like I could say nigger with ER on the radio because I'm Black. I feel like I could say that, but I'm not really comfortable saying other racial slurs on here. However, if you see me posting a video, somebody calling somebody anything, and I'm like, Twitter, do your thing. Go ahead, unfollow me, report me to the police, and then tweet at me until I delete my Twitter because I'm just fed up with the bench, because sometimes you got to stand on your own 10 toes. And I feel like that's an opportunity to do that. And I'd rather have somebody yelling out World Star than me yelling out Twitter, do your thing, because I feel sometimes. See, like, this is why I can't be totally against bullying. I'm like, I don't really know. Is that bullying if you slap somebody? Like, I work at a bar on the weekends. And so oftentimes there are people who, you know, their mouth is writing checks that their ass cannot cash. And me, in the position of, you know, that I am, you know, being, 220 pounds of solid steel, you know, I feel like I have an opportunity where I can be like, you know, I can end this very quickly. But what do I get out of beating up, you know, some 5'6" Yale Town yuppie? You know, I know I could do that. I don't get anything out of it. But this person feels very powerful, you know. They feel like they got it. But is it bullying if you're bullying the bully? Or should you embrace them for, you know, some love and compassion, because you know that they're probably going through some tough times, you know, emotionally? I don't know. Somebody call in to help me rectify a situation, because I don't like slapping people. But then again, I kind of do. When we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about why I think these scientists who have you looking for X-Men might be a little crazy.
Me ven y me preguntan por qué he visto caro. Tú no ves que yo soy caro. De lejos se nota que mi flow es caro. Que con nadie me comparo. Yo le llego y normal, ey. Me miran raro. Pero a nada yo le paro. Yo sé cuánto valgo. Yo sé que soy caro. Que para ti soy caro. Antes mami decía, está todo caro. Esos tiempos se acabaron. Yo soy como Durán. Yo la cojo y va para el aro. Brr, como si fueran disparos. Las reglas yo las rompo y las reparo. Yo sé que ese culo es caro. Lo mismo bebo moe, que bebo guaro. Tú eres otra vez me preguntaron. ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? Ey, ¿cómo soy yo? ¿Qué digo yo? ¿Qué hago yo? ¿Qué carajo te importa a ti? Vive tu vida, yo vivo la mía. Criticar sin dar ejemplo, que odio manía. Por solo ser yo y no como se suponía. Hasta que no te pulmonía. Y acá se encojona porque no contesté. Sorry, no quiero hablar con usted. Yo tengo la salsa también el ballet. Por eso cuando dejo la máquina en el ballet, me ven y me preguntan por qué he visto caro. Tú no ves que yo soy caro.
Que no puedo ser así. En que te hago daño a ti. En que te hago daño a ti. Yo solamente soy feliz. Porque no puedo ser así. En que te hago daño a ti. En que te hago daño a ti. Yo solamente soy feliz. Solamente soy feliz. Solamente soy feliz.
Solamente.
Solamente soy feliz.
Solamente.
Y ser feliz nunca me ha salido caro. Ahora veo todo claro. Con dinero, sin dinero.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, like, actually, like, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like,
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to CITR.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Sometimes when you gone, I feel so alone. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. Top shelf, yeah, you know, check right, gotta go. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. I know that it's all alright. I know this, yeah, yeah, I know this. I know that it's all alright. I know this, yeah, yeah, I know this, yeah, yeah. I've been loving you for some time, but I gotta focus on me right now. Shawty fell in love with my pimpin', 15 for the jeans, I'm drippin'. Honestly, and see my whip, yeah. All I had to do was listen. Sometimes when you gone, I feel so alone. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. Top shelf, yeah, you know, check right, gotta go. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. Yeah, you know that shit is played out. Made up, yeah, you know this shit count now.
in a vet, and she drive when I'm faded. Direct deposit can't afford no delays. Yeah.
Sometimes when you gone, I feel so alone.
Keep it on up, party to the sun up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Top shelf, yeah, you know, check right, gotta go.
Keep it on up, party to the sun up.
Yeah, yeah.
You're back with All The Mean Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. I am your host, Ethan Arian. I may have just turned up the sound in my headphones too loud, so I kind of scared myself a little bit. However, thanks for staying with us. There's lots of things going on. So, first off, I sense the feeling that either anti-vaxxers don't listen to the show or they're too BM to call in, you know, and defend their position. And by BM, I'm sure that you can figure out what the B stands for because the M stands for made. You got that? So you guys got to figure it out. However, you know who is not BM? The New Western School District. The New Westminster School District. So the New Westminster School District plans to provide free feminine hygiene products, tampons, and pads to students, which I felt like, why is this news and why haven't they been doing that forever? You know, as we enter Women's History Month, we have to understand, you know, our bodies are different. And this is just something that my mom told me from a long time ago, that you want to make sure that people are feel comfortable in your house. So, like, even in my house, we have tampons underneath our bathroom sink because you never know. Like, I got a lot of friends that are women, and so, like, you know, you never know when that time comes. I don't know how it goes, but, like, my mom told me to do it, so we do it just in case, you know, somebody is in need of something. And now the New Westminster School District is, you know, helping to provide that for their students. And so I feel like it's important for students because not only, you know, do students, maybe students can't afford it, or maybe they're too embarrassed to talk to their parents about it, or maybe it's a multitude of reasons. I have no idea. You know, like, that's never been a feeling that I've had. It's never been it's a need that I have had. But I am sure many have, and so I'm glad that the New Westminster School District is providing that. Also, I feel like there's two pretty prominent Black History Month stories here in Vancouver that we're going to end with before we move on to what's going on in the United States and some of the sick shit that's gone on, is that the researchers, there are some UBC doctors, and who have been working in Selkirk, in Castlegar, and working with the BC Ministry of Forest, Lands, and Natural Resources. And they want you to call in if you've ever seen a wolverine. Now, like, they want you to call in so they can talk to you about, you know, maybe where the wolverine's living at or whatever. Listen, I feel like if you've been seeing a wolverine and you have lived to tell about it, to talk about it, you're probably doing all right. Now, I don't really actually know how dangerous wolverines are in the wild, but the only wolverine I know killed lots of people on TV. And I don't know if he's giving wolverines a bad name, but I'm staying away from him. But also, Yasin Misago, who is a Muslim from Burundi, you know, one of Vancouver's Black residents, trying to help revive a church in East Vancouver, one of a church that which used to be like a centerpiece for the Black community here, he's trying to revive it and bring it back. And so, listen, we thank you, Brother Yasin. Listen, if you want to read more about the story, more about the church, you can go on tbc.ca. Like, I'm not really big in the church. There's a few reasons, but I do believe that they serve a great community purpose and as a great community center. And so, you know, if it's one of those days, and like sometimes here, you know, it can be one of those days or maybe one of those weeks where I'm like, you know what? I haven't seen a black person in a few days. I need to go make that happen. You know, at least I know that there's a place and a space for me. Speaking more about Gina, like, that was a lot of BC news for, you know, for our hour. Like, we're already at the 47th minute, the 48th minute. And listen, and I haven't even gotten to the crazy shit. Before we move on to talking a little bit about the Green Book, we're going to talk a little bit about the South African pastor staying in the same church wave that is being sued for his viral resurrection stunt. So I don't know if you've seen this on Twitter or Instagram. In Luke Cowell's church in Johannesburg, you see a lot of people outside. This pastor's talking about how he's going to make this person resurrect from the dead and puts him in the casket. And it's kind of wild just how everybody just goes along with it. Now, I know that there is that, like, resurrection is key to the Christian story. I don't know if you've ever heard this guy. His name is Jesus Christ. He died. And on the third day, he rose again. And it was for his death that he wiped away all of our sins. And so I don't know what this South African pastor was trying to do, but I feel like he was trying to get a jet. And it almost worked. Almost. So, Black History Month. I don't know if you guys are familiar with some of these Black History facts, because I don't know how, like, widely known that they are. However, I saw the movie The Green Book. And so one of the things that I thought was interesting, and I'm going to tell you, full disclosure, I only saw the movie because it won an Oscar, and it won at the Toronto International Film Festival, and it won at Sundance, and then it won an Oscar. And I was trying to understand, you know, why is everybody so mad? Because I'm not like a big, award show kind of person. Like, I don't feel like I need awards to validate the things that I like. Like, I feel like if I like, I use the awards kind of as a proxy to see, like, oh, which movies should I have seen? You know, maybe I like those movies, but not so much the movie I like has to be nominated for an Oscar and win it, or a Grammy, or the music I like has to be nominated for a Grammy, or anything like that. Like, I like what I like, and I really learned my lesson after reading The Goldfinch, because it was New York Times bestseller in 2014, and I bought it like a goddamn dumbass. And I promise you, this hasn't been a book that I've hated more than that. Like, The Goldfinch. And if you like to call in, tell me why I should like The Goldfinch, because there's something about it I'm just not getting. You know, it's just going over my head. You can call in, but make sure you donate before you call in, especially if you're about to be spitting some foul BS this morning. Anyways. So, The Green Book, however, won an Oscar, and Spike Lee tried to run out of the gym, and just a lot of people were upset about it. And I felt like the critiques I was reading about the movie seemed very valid and really made me think about, you know, what it is that these people are so upset about. I don't even know if you guys know what The Green Book is. However, I do, and that's why you listen to me, so that I can talk to you about these types of things. Listen, The Green Book was a book which black travelers used in the Jim Crow era, and even up until like the 1970s, where people would mark which hotels were really safe for black people, which restaurants were safe for black people. Not just safe, but like it was the Yelp without the snitching. Because, you know, our people, we don't really bring in the snitching. You know what I mean? Anyways, so it was like, you know, which cities you can go to, which hotels you can stay at, you know, where you can use the bathroom, where you can get gas, where you can do these things, like, to really help people navigate the South. And it was created by mail carriers all over the country who really put this together, for the safety and the betterment of all black people in the United States. And so, the Green Book is like a cultural like symbol that really shows, one, that black people have been traveling around the United States forever, and the idea that hasn't always been safe, but yet we've been maintaining, you know, a way to keep each other safe forever. And the movie was called The Green Book. However, it was based on the life of Dr. Donald Shirley, who is a musical prodigy. And it wasn't really based on his life. Like, that was the whole issue. The movie was called The Green Book. It was based upon his driver named Tony Lip, or Tony Vasageso, or whatever. Dr. Donald Shirley was more or less a prop to show really like this convoluted story about how this man, you know, started off as his driver, and then by the end of he was like a racist, and then by the end of the movie he becomes, you know, so not racist that he invites him into his house for Christmas. Invites this musical prodigy in his house for Christmas. That's basically how it ends. Sorry if I spoiled the movie for you, but you should know that, like, Issa has this rule where if you should have watched it a week ago, then it's not spoiling. Anyways, it was just interesting to understand, to see, like, where the critiques come from, because it wasn't a portrait of Dr. Donald Shirley's life, this individual who I wasn't really aware of. And I feel like I know a lot of figures in black history, particularly in the civil rights era, I wasn't really aware of. But he's a musical prodigy who plays all types of piano. And in the movie, it depicts him as like basically a black person who doesn't really know, you know, anything about quote unquote being black. And Tony Lip is teaching him about, you know, fried chicken, and teaching him about standing up for himself, and teaching him about family, and teaching him about all of these things where, you know, becomes this brotherhood. But like, if you read the story, one of Don Shirley has a lot more involved family members than what the story would like you to believe. And a lot of it is just not true, which makes the movie less dramatic if they put the things that were in true. Anyways, but the whole idea is about Spike Lee was upset, and why lots of people are upset is that the family, one, never got consent to talk about Don Shirley's life. Also, never got to hear the side of the story from Don Shirley's family side, and talking about the relationship between the two, Don and Tony, was completely fabricated. And then I saw a critique where this man, Peter Birkenhead, talks about how, imagine they made a movie called The Diary of Anne Frank, and the movie is not about Anne Frank, but about the people who hid Anne Frank, and about their life, and about their compassion, and about like how their relationship to Nazis, but not in a way that vilified Nazis, just in a way that just talked about Nazis as it is what it is. And Anne Frank is really a supporting character in her own movie, and the book is really, just a symbol that they flash to a few times. And it's just interesting, like, in a era, 2019, where we can talk about racism and all of these things. You know, we can talk about racism, but when we actually, like, want to confront it, even in our art, people are just too scared to even mention it or discuss it or approach it in a way that I feel like is moving us forward. This is just one of those movies that just is what it is. Like, I feel that way about watching Crash now. I feel like when I was 12 and I watched Crash, I was like, oh my gosh, I got so much hope. I had so much hope when I was when I watched Crash first time. I think I was a kid. So, and then I watched Crash recently because I read all the critiques and I'm like, is this fair? Like, you know, were these fair critiques? Like, should I have realized this as I was growing up and watching it? And then I watched it as an adult and I was like, wow. I'm glad I never publicly caped for this movie. Like, I'm glad there's no tweets I have to delete about what a great movie Crash was. Moving on. So I think one of the very interesting points, 2019 political cycle is, you know, there's so many, like, high points in, like, I don't want to say important, but there's so many important things that are being discussed in the news cycle in the United States every single day. Yesterday we had Michael Cohen's testimony, who's Donald Trump's former attorney. The other day we were talking, it's just so many things, but one of the things that this week is abortion, because these conservatives and these GOP simply believe that the Senate has just passed a law to kill born babies, to kill live babies, like, that people are out here getting abortions at 8 and 9 months, murdering babies, like, which is just not true, but that's what the GOP would want you to believe. And so they talk about how they're pro-life. However, a report just came out of the House Judiciary Committee, which talks about how nearly 6,000 migrant children have been sexually abused in these U.S. Custody, like, in these camps. And that is disgusting. Like, not just a little bit. That's a staggering number of sexual assaults on children on the U.S. border, something that is, like, 100% avoidable. There's no reason that we have to keep children there, putting them in harm's way, because, listen, if you're signing up to be on the Border Patrol, you're already sick. You're already sick. So I feel like that's it. And if you're voting to keep these kids here after you know the types of things that have gone on the border, you're also sick. So compounding and exponentially on the sickness. Listen, if you are voting in a manner, because I think there was some primaries yesterday or Tuesday, if you're voting to keep children in these situations and you are voting for the wall and you're voting for these camps and you're voting to stop this illegal immigration, you're voting for these types of things, and not trying to look out for the children, there's no way that you can call yourself pro-life, and you are a sick racist as well. And we do not want those types of people to donate here to CINTR. You're not welcome here. Even though this is an inclusive place, you know one thing we don't include? Non-inclusive people, which is the only type of exclusion that I want. But thank you. That's my time. Thank you for tuning in. That doesn't even make any goddamn sense, Issa. Thank you for tuning in with me for the hour. We do this every Thursday, 7 to 8, here on CITR. This is really the only radio station that you should be listening to in Vancouver. All the other ones suck. If you're around the world, wherever you're at, whether you be in the United States, in Florida, or Chicago, or Ohio, or London, or Australia, or California or Maryland or D.C., Texas, Seattle, New York, wherever you're listening from. Thank you. We'll be back next Thursday. And if you like my voice, you like the music, tune into Crimes and Treasons every Tuesday from 8 to 10. Listen, there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of music, a lot of hot, a lot of heat. Check it out.